bitches. Prepare to beam up.
And on the way out, there's cake and you can eat it, but don't eat too much because it goes straight to your dick.
Empire is pretty good.
I wish food went straight to your dick.
What's this? Shit!
Final Countdown 204, I think. St. Patrick's Day Part 2. Picard, have you been to the bathroom lately?
I have. I was just there. So I went to the bathroom down here first, and all, like, there was nowhere for me to pee that I wouldn't be standing beside a guy.
Right.
I hate the bathrooms here. So I go up there, I start trying to pee, and I can't pee because this guy's too close to me.
Isn't it weird, too, like, yeah, your dick is touching another dick, and you get all hard, and you just can't pee through that?
True. No. But I feel like, because I'm high, first of all, so I feel like
marijuana. You're outside smoking.
Yeah, because it hurts the throat, like dicks, which I'm about to talk about.
Man, you had quite an adventure in the bathroom.
No, so I feel like everyone there's like knowing that I can't pee, probably because I'm paranoid high, and then I'm like, well, I'm going to pretend like I peed and like get out of here.
I do that.
But then I went upstairs to go pee because there's usually less people in that bathroom. And when I'm in there peeing, there's a guy standing right behind me, texting on his phone. And then he takes a phone call in there, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? And as I'm leaving, he's like, you've never had a shawarma? And I'm like, what? Who are you talking to?
Was he still on the phone?
That was Iron
he's
Man.
On the phone.
Was he talking in 1974?
I don't know, but he's like, you've never had a shawarma? And I'm like, oh God. I could have been raped.
That was a reference to your show, Mark.
That is. I mean, fucking phone culture is out of control at this point. Yeah.
Don't use the phone in the bathroom unless you're taking a picture of my massive dong to send to your lady friends with my email address.
I think it was last time we were here. I was in the bathroom downstairs here, and there was a guy in the stall. And he must have been on the phone with his like credit card company or something, because he was just giving a string of numbers to someone on the other end. I'm like, don't. I know you're in a stall, but I can hear your credit card number.
That's maybe not super secure.
You should have just said, cha-ching, and walked out.
You've never done?
Because I have my 7-Eleven phone that does nothing. Many times I've been the only person at a table who's not looking at their phone. Like, not amongst you guys, but just whenever I'm with other people. It is totally just the thing now. That's just what you do. You just look at your phone all the time. And I don't really care. I don't want to be one of these social justice warriors about don't look at your phone. But it is a little weird when like six other people are all looking at their phone and I'm just sitting there and like, this is too much.
I really try not to check my phone too much if I'm in a social situation.
It's tough though, because when you run into a lull in a situation, you're like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'll check my phone.
Especially if you hear that you got an email. Yeah, like I will check my phone, but I...
Well, that's the thing. If I could, I would be absolutely. Because like all day at home, I'm just like, oh, let's refresh email. Like who cares? I'm never going to get an important email. I never have once in my life, but I still will do it.
Phone, it like dings every time you get an email. It's quite the thing.
Yeah, I really think it's like cold turkey is the only way. Like that my phone, for a while, my little droid wouldn't even get Wi-Fi, and it was kind of better because I could go to coffee shops and not be distracted. Or that year I lived with Josephine, she had no internet, and it was okay, but it's a...
Once you got it, you're in 100%.
Yeah, and you're just... Yeah. Like, once you have internet, it's insane.
Fucking things are like, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man, does anyone want to split some cheese sticks, man?
I'm okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheese sticks. It was a success. Yes.
I love that you dealt with that like a fucking crackhead. Does anyone want to deal with some cheese sticks?
I got these cheeseburgers, man. Sucky dick.
I can't do it by myself. But it's one.
Scratching and like the bugs under his skin. Like, he has to get them out. The cheese sticks under his skin.
I'm very drunk.
Mike, do you want in on those cheese sticks? Seeing as how you had a can of tuna and some salmonella today.
Yeah, yeah.
You need some carbs, bro.
Bro. I'll have a cheese stick.
Cheese
bro.
Has no carbs. Or does it? Does cheese have carbs?
Cheese is mostly fat and protein. Fat, protein, and moisture.
Can I level with you guys? I do not and have never known what carbs are.
Carbohydrates.
That doesn't explain anything.
Sugar.
There's simple carbohydrates, which is basically sugar.
Sugar,
which is just
flour.
Energy. And then there's complex carbohydrates versus like pasta.
All right. I don't regret asking this even slightly.
Yeah,
they're lying to you. It's carburetors. And if you can get a car with a carburetor, you're better off.
Well, I remember they what was the Atkins diet?
No carbs.
Yeah,
but
the Subway version of that was just a sub without the top piece of bread.
Yeah.
And it's like, get out of here. Like, slow this carb, is dumb. Slow carbs.
Like shit in a tortilla, basically.
I mean,
flatbread, Joel.
Oh, excuse me.
I mean, I've never been the type who needs to worry about dieting, of course, due to my stick-thin figure. But as soon as I saw that the no-carb thing that was like the thing at the time was just not the top on your sandwich, I'm like, come on, get out of here, people.
That's how Subway did it, because they have sandwiches, they need bread, right?
Right.
But what are the chances that this is a good thing to follow?
It's not good, because Atkins himself is three kinds of dead.
Right.
The problem with Subway is the lack of the 9-inch. And this is why
Quiznos
will win.
That would be so much better, because when I go there, I feel awkward asking for a 6-inch spicy Italian white. And if it was 9 inches, I'd feel a lot better about myself. I would be like, oh, 9 inches. I'm a respectable human being. I want the 9, not the 6. Who wants the 6? Take the 9.
I always get the foot long.
Psychologically, it's because it would feel like you were eating your own dick.
No, I'm not Italian.
Oh.
That's why it feels
odd. And plus it's in a straight line, that crooked.
All right. Well, that was kind of a compliment. I'm implying that he has a 9-inch dick. That's
he does,
all,
though.
You know?
We don't need to imply that. We went over that in season one.
Yeah, sure.
Season one? What the fuck season is this? 2?
It's only like 8.5.
Season 3 now?
Which one is it where we jumped the shark several times?
That was episode 3. I was thinking, because Venture Brothers is on TV.
Oh,
and,
God, I love this show.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a good example of our irony-laced times that we're in. You know, it's like a callback to Johnny Quest and Scooby-Doo and like all this old good stuff. And it does a good job of it. But I was thinking how everything is like that now. Like, everything is like, there is nothing cool anymore. Like, cool is weirdly ironic now. Yeah. Where I went back and watched I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany the other day. And
like
that
the music video?
Yeah, the music video where she's just dancing in a mall in her acid wash jeans that are pulled up too high. And that got me into a Debbie Gibson. And I was thinking, like, that's the last.
Man, Debbie Gibson was so goddamn hot.
They both were pretty hot. I'd take either one.
Really? Yeah.
I prefer Tiffany, I think. But yeah, both of them.
I prefer the cat from the Paula Abdul video.
Yeah, that cartoon.
Watch the music video of Wakefield
is a gay beast
doing Saturday Night.
I've never seen it. I will look that up.
Like, it's got to be the thing where they're performing at Much Music. It's great. It'll take you right back to 1991.
Well, I was thinking, I think that might be the last time when, like, the people in, like, that Tiffany video, they were trying to be, or any Debbie Gibson video, trying to be as cool as possible. That was as cool as they could conceive of. Yeah.
Right.
Where now that's not a thing. Now it's like Imagine Dragons and all these douchebags, where you get to cool and you keep going into ironic, lame douchebaggery.
You go past where cool is at the bottom.
There's no one just like totally just striving as hard as they can to be cool anymore. Like, that's not cool to do that.
See, Wu-Tang, now follow me on this, but I think Wu-Tang is kind of what made, like, essentially looking like a homeless person cool. Because Wu-Tang essentially looked like homeless guys.
Yeah, but they were black.
Yeah, that's just all I'm talking about, their style.
That
is really racist.
No.
There's no deeper layers to what you just said.
Oh, they're black, so they must be homeless.
Aside from their, I'm talking about their dress sense, their whole style. It was just like...
Well, I mean, I feel like hip-hop world is not really applicable to what I'm saying. That's just, it's always been its kind of own thing, and it always will be.
Not applicable to...
No, hip-hop used to be
any
like...
celebrity world,
okay,
really.
Okay, like, pre-Wu-Tang. You had either blinged out rappers or you had like black power rappers, right? Like you had Public Enemy or LL Cool J. That was the spectrum, right?
LL Cool J was black power?
No, he was blinged out.
Public Enemy was black power.
Right. Then Wu-Tang come along and they're just like guys in like coats that look like they could sleep under a bridge.
Okay, now define Busta Rhymes by your taxonomy here.
But Busta Rhymes, well, first of all, Busta Rhymes has this whole like quirky craziness about him.
Yeah.
Because I remember him from Leaders of a New School.
Right.
Anyway, I don't want to do like hip hop history cast, but.
Well, that's where I feel like rap music though is different because it's still somehow the new cool thing after 30 years. Like it's its own thing. It's not part of the pop continuum in the same way.
I actually disagree that it's cool anymore. I don't think hip hop is cool.
It's really lame when white people do it.
Yeah, new hip hop sucks, and old hip hop is old.
Yeah, and old hip hop does
retro,
not.
Which is cool.
And it does not hold up. Like, there's certain hip hop acts that hold up after 20 years.
Yeah.
But like not very much of it does.
That was your example.
Yeah. A, not hip hop.
Hey, you're laughing.
B, what the fuck?
Well. I still don't know how my examples of Tiffany and Debbie Gibson got us onto the Wu-Tang Clan. It's clear that's not what I was talking about.
Boyz II Men
is what I was talking about is like how the slide from cool has changed. That's all.
Well, you were saying how nothing is cool anymore.
Yeah, like
absolutely
it's
absolutely true.
Yeah, like trying to just what's the word I'm looking for? Like where you're just sincere, just to sincerely strive to be as cool as possible.
And
died with the Corey Haim. It's not a thing
is
anymore.
Technical anymore either, right? There's no prog rock anymore.
Right.
Right.
Except Smashing Pumpkins, they are holding on to prog rock so hard.
I don't think that's prog enough for me to call it prog rock.
No,
like,
no.
The 70s prog rock was out of control. It was just mathematicians.
And by out of control, you mean awesome?
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. Yeah,
all
totally.
All right.
Prog
rock.
Dig it.
No, you weren't at the bar last night.
Yeah, fucking Christ. Just everyone screaming at the top of their lungs, drunk, and I'm sober.
Yeah, what song was that?
I'm
right. Singing so loud.
Wizards. Prog rock is about wizards.
And demons.
And demons.
It's a lot about space. I feel like
ooh,
it's a lot about space.
Yeah.
Space
yeah,
is
little Boston.
Why is it called prog rock?
Because Muppets do it.
French people like it.
Oh, that's like the rainbow
like
connection or whatever?
No.
So I feel like this ran out of steam pretty fast and I gotta pee.
Well, you guys are talking about music and whatnot. Let's talk about murdering people.
Has everyone had their turn?
Oh, that was last episode. We don't need to do that for the next episode.
Yeah, we're really
throwing this out. People might have had things to say.
I don't know. I don't know where he went. He's not here. What am I supposed
he
to do?
He has to pee, then we'll try and reboot it.
He did his Irish goodbye. It's appropriate today.
He left his jacket and everything.
He went to the bathroom. He went to the
He's outside smoking crack right now.
Goodbye, Maddie J.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's take a break. All right, back to Von Countdown episode 244. Whatever we were at. So it's still St. Patrick's Day. We realize we have nothing left to say. No one has any energy. Everything is bullshit.
But we came to the magic back room where magic happens.
Yeah, so the
Isn't
back
that
room.
Isn't that right, God?
There was a nice little comedy show going on back here, and you could still hear the echoes of everyone's good time and all the laughs that happened back here.
It was lousy with Asians, though. So you know it wasn't funny.
But I do want to introduce, we do have a special guest tonight. God himself is here.
Hello.
Oh, holy no. Fuck.
God, how are you?
I'm alright.
Yeah.
So who's got questions for God? Who wants to go first? We got questions for God up in here?
I have a question, God.
Yes, the fat one.
Zing.
How come you made people so mean to each other?
And part two,
fuck you.
Yeah. Because we're
also,
all fat and
mostly
gay.
Part two.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so eat some of these fries that Picard has. Delicious.
Is this your segue?
Yep.
You bought a big box of fries.
Yeah.
Box.
Yeah, they sell them in boxes here. This is the basket size box.
You're lucky we're all animals.
The basket box? Oh my God.
Ooh. Were you in a reaper?
All right, so that's why we all got weird for a minute.
And we got really quiet during that.
Well, it's because the lady came back here to get drinks and stuff, and we don't want to see her. But we don't want her to know the God's back here, basically.
Okay, no, so I was like, why are Picard, people so mean to each other?
I was like, Picard is gonna rape her, and I'll take the sloppy seconds.
He's gonna try.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's gonna get judgy on us now. It's not the Ten Commandments.
If anyone can
rape.
Judge. Yeah. Maybe it's
like who here was not interested in that?
Oh,
no, everyone was.
We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Guys, I saw a stand-up show the other day, and then.
Or is this Mike or God talking?
This is a God.
Yes, God. Yeah. Okay. And the guy, and then there was a girl first that went up, and she had like a really red lipstick on.
Hey.
Hey, do you want this?
Oh, yeah, I want this. How do you know? Well, you're holding this too.
So and, God lost his mic.
Oh, that's so weird.
And she had really red lipstick on, and I guess she had her mouth right up on the mic. So, and then the next one, the host came up, and then he used the mic. And then when he left, he had like lipstick all over his face the rest of the night.
Do people
and
literally
no one said anything
to like press microphones to their face? That seems a little too much.
Pretty disgusting.
Tommy Wiseau did that. Did you notice at the room screening, the Q&A, Tommy Wiseau had his face. Like, it was way too loud. He does not know how to use microphones.
He doesn't know how to use a camera.
No,
he doesn't know how to.
What does he know how to do?
He doesn't know how to live.
Period.
Yeah, that's a thing. Me and Mike saw a screening of The Room on Friday with Tommy Wiseau himself doing a Q&A.
Oh,
and
God.
He is a goddamn jerk who doesn't answer questions seriously, so the Q&A was worthless.
Oh,
but it was funny to see him in person because he's such a weird freak.
I have to say, like, that is such a fucking horrible social commentary, is that even that jack-off who, like, he made the most horrible thing ever, he's now a celebrity because of it.
How is that a horrible social commentary?
Well, it's the best bad movie.
But
like,
really, he should just die.
Yeah, it is.
But he's the only one of them.
That irony has taken over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But also that he's oblivious to the fact. Like, he's just riding.
Well, we were wondering that, though. Maybe that's why he was such a dickbag and bad at answering questions, because maybe it's just sinking in, like, really, that
all
this is.
All of a sudden, like, 5 years or 6 years later, he's like, man, my life is a joke.
Yeah, it's 11 years later.
This is all I got, is this terrible movie.
Yeah, we saw the thing of Troll 2, right?
Right.
And like, had the documentary about Troll in front of it, when then the guy from Troll is right there, and it's 20 years later. It's like people who only have like the one thing, they like to milk
it. This is why I gotta respect the guy from Flappy Birds, is like, he bailed on it, because he's like, people are like shitting on this thing, and yet people like it, and it was just too confusing. He's like, I'm out. Peace out.
I do have a phone with Flappy Birds installed.
But didn't he also make like a billion?
Can I try?
Didn't he also make like $1 billion and be like, you know what?
Don't let him.
A cool bill. So
like $1 billion.
Yeah, so it's way cooler to be artistic after you've made $1 billion.
Fair enough.
Instead of Tommy Wiseau.
But The Room really is awesome. Like, people always say, like, this movie's so bad it's good. I mean, Troll 2 is a good example. And, you know, sure, it is funny and it's bad, but not like The Room. The Room is incredible. It is, at every step, totally insane.
It's amazing.
So I was thinking,
it's
what?
Perfect bad movie.
Like, you guys are saying, like, yeah, he's just awful at everything. I was trying to think, what is the most simple thing that he fucked up? And I think it might just be him just trying to go into a store and buy flowers. That scene is a total nightmare.
That's my favorite scene. Yeah.
And it couldn't be easier.
I mean, we were in the theater, and like, people are shouting over the dialogue the whole movie, but that scene shows up, and someone in the front row was just like, everyone shut up. This is the best scene.
Oh, they did not do that in my screening. But can I pause it? The idea that that scene has no business being, it offered nothing to the plot. Like, I don't know why it's in the movie
at all. It helps show that he's such a good guy and everyone in the neighborhood loves him.
The florist knows him, the people at the coffee shop know him. He's got to show that he's known around San Francisco. And the thing is, his real last name isn't Wiseau. He took that name. He came over from France to San Francisco and was selling these weird bird crafts that were apparently popular in France. I'm not making this up. This is on his Wikipedia page, so maybe someone else made it up.
But popular in France. He's just
they were that. In like the 60s or 70s or whenever it was that he came over. Like, and he became known as the Bird Man in San Francisco because he was the only one who had these weird bird crafts that are from France. And Wiseau, like Uzo or something.
Wiseau, O-U-Z-O, or something. Bird in French.
Yeah, so he stuck a W in front of that, and that's okay, like he changed his name to that.
Tommy Wiseau.
So people would pronounce it correctly.
At the very least, he's clever.
Yeah. That does add up, and yet it's still, he could still be an alien. Everything about still makes it seem like he came to Earth and he's trying to integrate so hard and he just can't. He just doesn't understand anything.
Nope.
Well, it's another one of those things that it could be a myth that he was selling these popular bird things that were popular in France. They probably weren't.
If you go to his Wikipedia page and you look just at his birth date and age, it says he was born in 1968/1969, right, and he is 48/49 years old.
Do you know why that happened? Is because like in some interview, he mentioned like how old he was during some kind of like historical event, and someone was like, then they only. Thing they have is an estimate based on that interview of how old he is. Like, he's such a fucking weirdo.
On the Wikipedia page, the guy who played Mark, Greg something, who's been his friend for 7 years or whatever the fuck long, he says he's seen Tommy's immigration papers and that they claim he's much older than being born in 68
or whatever. 95. That'd be awesome.
It says like he's estimated to be born in the 50s.
He doesn't ever say what country he's from.
No.
He just wants to be known as being American.
Yeah.
Like that's his thing.
The understanding is that he's French, but he does look.
No, he's not French.
He's not French.
He's not French at all.
He's Romanian. He's lived in
France. He's lived in France, but I think only for a little while. Like, his accent is not French.
Yeah, he seems sort of like a German. Like every time you think of a German douchebag, like he seems to embody that.
Yeah, like Uwe Boll or whatever. Uwe Boll, who can't make a good movie to save his life. Like, has there ever been a good German movie? Trend.
Nosferatu, 1922.
Yeah, and who made Metropolis? That was probably one too, right? Yeah,
in the 20s, they were all over it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, before the Holocaust. The Germans were pretty good.
Was Run Lola Run German? Or was that?
Yeah,
that was all right.
That's a good point.
That's a good post-Holocaust German movie.
They make good porn. Real good porn.
Well,
if you love shit.
They also make really fucked up porn, too. Yeah.
I believe those are synonymous in his mind.
Okay, look, they make a hell of a car. Can we all agree? They make a good car. Like,
Mercedes are okay.
The Beatles wagon.
Mm-hmm. I like me a Beetle.
Hitler designed that car.
Yeah. Well, good for Hitler. It's the best thing he ever did.
The people's car.
Second best thing.
Well, the white people's car.
The other thing was the train system.
No, it was his paintings.
That is Mussolini.
How far did you get in Flappy
Seven.
Bird so far?
Seven. That's okay. Anyway, I'm tired of Flappy Bird, but thank you.
So, anyway, I don't care if Flappy Bird.
It's not optimized. My phone is hot. It shouldn't be hot from playing a game with Flappy Birds.
Oh, gosh.
It's too exciting. So, we were talking earlier about potential of dick starter and boutique porn.
Mm-hmm.
So, my idea was Wes Anderson porn, but really all I got is that a very properly dressed person then comes on a doily being held by... a manservant played by Donald Glover.
The problem is that you wouldn't, if it was a Wes Anderson porn, you wouldn't actually see the cum shot. You would just see
the doily totally with the cum on it.
You would see the face, mm-hmm. and then you would just see the doily, right?
You see the doily like later though, like after someone had some tea or something, and then there'd be a doily.
And then there would be like a hilarious discussion around the doily itself.
No, there'd be point of view from the cock, 90-degree angle straight onto the doily.
That would be the best. Yeah, it's like a weird gangbang scene, and the camera keeps turning 90 degrees, and there's more and more people.
If you win the lottery, like $100 million or something, just like hire Wes Anderson to shoot a porno for you.
Hmm.
Actually, the first thing I would do if I won like millions of dollars is I would like buy like a wing in a hospital and call it like the Boner Town Cancer Wing. That's the first thing I would do.
I like it.
I want to back up a minute. doing a Kickstarter to get Wes Anderson to do a porn. I feel like that's something that could snowball and make some money.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Especially if you call it snowballing.
That's
finally the creative stuff up to Wes Anderson.
Oh, okay.
That's underneath each other's mouths.
Wes Anderson would be on board.
No, just
if we get his money, how's he going to turn it down?
Just go to offbeater.com and submit your proposal.
There's seven of us here. Someone has to be able to figure out how to contact Wes Anderson and find out how much he would want to
just
make
go to
porn.
His house.
I think he only pays attention to like smoke signals and like
yeah. Morse code.
Send him a telegram.
He may own an old rotary telephone.
We would have to type him something. and then post it, and then send him a telegram.
I really want an old daisy wheel printer so that I could pretend I'd hand-typed stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you could hand-type stuff, and then you wouldn't have to pretend.
I want to pretend!
Did we even explain what was happening at the start of the episode? It was that the microphone back here was still hooked up, and Mike was talking into it like God. I don't know
and
if
it was
going to
be a bit.
I don't know if that made any sense. I think I'm like, wait a minute.
That wasn't even the start. That was halfway through. Because
well, Mike was starting, and then a waitress came in and started picking up glasses, which hopefully will cut some of that, so it doesn't take 2 hours for us to.
Okay, new segment. Craig, who are you fucking lately? Go.
Lily.
Okay, is that good for you?
Is she sticking in your ass?
No.
Who's sticking it in your
There's
ass?
There's no butt play. I don't like the butt play. If the shit comes out of there, I'm sorry.
Wow.
He's got us there.
it's that's been my only argument ever, is that that's where shit comes from. I don't need to put my dick where it
has
shit comes
from. Has she shit the bed yet while she's been asleep?
Literally, no.
Figuratively?
I don't think she's figuratively shit the bed either.
Just like they have like kind of an off day, and finally Lily's like, "You've just been a little weird all day. What's going on?" And Craig's like, "It's not easy to explain, but you figuratively."
You fucking shit the bed tonight.
I said one finger only, pinky.
I feel like this. Once she hears this episode, this is going to be a conversation. Just because I slightly misspoke.
You play Lily, and I'll play Craig.
I'm Lily.
Yeah.
What did I say that made Lily upset?
She shit the bed. Not literally. But
what did I do that figuratively shit the bed? What did I do that was so wrong?
Nothing. I'm Craig. I love everyone. Everyone loves me.
Okay, I love you.
Wow.
Does all. Don't shit the bed again.
No, someone
not
tried,
a good Lily.
No, someone tried to go wrist deep on that scenario.
There's
too much.
There's definitely been, in my experience, I think me and Matt might have talked about this before, but when girls are asleep and they let a huge fart go, has that ever happened
so
to you? Because yeah. They don't know they're asleep, but it's like, you're just a human being like me. I got you. I saw that.
I'm a deep sleeper, so I have no idea. I don't think I've ever heard a girl fart ever.
I've got this weird thing where my feet get so hot in the summer, I just can't handle it, so I put the fan right on my feet.
And you stick them out from the blanket.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And so when I fart in summer, it is like instantaneously driven into my nostrils. And I immediately wake up and be like, oh my God, I just shit myself. And it's so upsetting.
Okay, I know you guys love my endearing kid stories, but every once in a while my kids come and cuddle with us in the bed. And quite frequently, no, this is me. Quite frequently,
just fart in their face, let them know who's boss.
Do better than you.
I'm gassy in the morning, just putting it out there. Wow, but man, I have Dutch ovened my kids so many times. It's like, hey, we're going to the tunnel. I'm like, just let one go. Enjoy that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you start dominance.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the beast.
And occasionally it's like, it smells in this tunnel. I'm like, Don't go in the tunnel.
Part two of the segment. Joel, who are you fucking lately?
My wife and my hand.
I wish. Half of that's true.
That should be the poll on our website. Who is Joel actually fucking, his wife or his hand?
It's or
both.
The other.
It's both.
Or other, both are.
At the same time, though? Just like.
Well, it depends on the night. Yeah, for sure.
You have to deal with your massive length. You're like, look, if I hold my hand around it, then it's like it's little.
All right. So if you skip Keith for sure, girl. Probably Brad. Mike, who are you fucking lately? Bang, go.
Hey, you're supposed to fucking
where
to
start?
You know, I'm happy to talk about this off.
Wow.
I like that enthusiasm.
Huh?
Does she listen to the show?
No one listens to this show.
No one gives a fuck.
I do think anyone who really listens to this show, like religiously, they should really rethink what they're doing with their lives.
It's kind of a fact.
I mean, there's those who are related, like boy, like girlfriends.
Like cousins?
Cousins. First cousins that you might have sucked off.
Maybe you're in Brent family line
or
Katie
together. I've noticed,
because they know us.
Well, I've noticed with podcasts, even podcasts I really like, once they hit about episode 100, like, you know, Comedy Button, Tell Them Steve Dave, I still love those shows, but I'm like, it's been 100, and I gotta stop for at least for a while. And we are at 200. So whoever you are, think about what you're doing.
You can't be pals with people you don't know at the end of the day.
Yeah, think about, look at our numbers. Maybe they can't look at our numbers, but they're not good. Maybe pick someone a little more popular than us.
Yeah, this is not a good use of your time.
It's a good podcast.
Pick something that people like.
No, I gotta be honest.
Who doesn't have a podcast? Literally every person has a podcast. So yeah, you know.
But I
budget like, your time.
The reason I love making this show is because half the time I'm so drunk I don't remember what happened, and then it's so fun to relive it.
But I mean, that's a classic scenario of a drunken piece of shit. You just want to get drunk.
But okay, I love listening to it like it's a
exactly
like it's presented from another place.
Yeah. But it's kind of proof that you're not a complete asshole.
Is it?
But that appeal only applies to like seven people.
It's also sort of proof that I'm a pretty big fucking narcissist too.
Yes, but that doesn't make you an asshole necessarily.
So Keith, the urinal over here is fine, right?
Although watch the floor. If you have any holes in your shoes, it's trouble.
Alright.
I do, so I know that I have to worry about these things.
Poor Keith. Yeah. Like, poverty's
I'm
freaking.
Still wearing shoes I found on the street 2 years ago.
Wow. So, Mighty Boosh. We all like the Mighty Boosh, yes?
It's terrible.
You think it's terrible? You think it's terrible.
And British plumbing in general.
10 thumbs up, A++. I love it.
Okay.
Mighty Boosh is good. Coronation Street, then I won't watch.
Do you like Mighty Boosh, Mike?
I do. And okay. I don't know why you're comparing it to Coronation Street. They're very different.
Yeah, it's so different.
The thing is, I could see people watching every episode of Mighty Boosh and never actually laughing.
That's true.
But I still think it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple of episodes. It didn't inspire me to like binge, but.
But I started watching Noel Fielding's other comedy, Luxury Comedy, which is even weirder in a lot of ways. But it also kind of made me wish I had the type of life where I could just tease my hair out and wear eyeliner all the time.
I mean,
like,
that's the main thing about being a rock star, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can just wear sunglasses and have cool hair, and that's your job to dress like that.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
I think I want to do that at, like, 60. I just want to, like... I just want to hit a point where I give no fucks and I just start like...
I do miss long hair a lot.
Yeah. No, I want to start coming to work in like glittery shit and like feather boas.
I work at home. I could do that.
You can do that.
He does.
You can do that every day, Brad.
Yeah. I could work in my underwear, which I do, so that's pretty good.
Why don't you grow your hair out and wear some goddamn eyeliner?
Because sometimes I have to go to the client's site.
So take the eyeliner off. It's not a big deal, man. You just
The eyeliner isn't that appealing to me, actually.
Mm.
Wow, this is all...
What if you were both homosexuals?
Oh, well, then my life would be perfect.
Why?
No, I'm super not homosexual.
Yeah, I've seen some data.
Because there's
I like to be...
Our audience
is that
voted
a crime?
If you were gay or not, and they voted you gay.
Okay.
Even you voted.
No, life...
Oh, yeah, I did.
We saw the data.
No, life would be perfect, because if I were homosexual, there's a lineup waiting for me, but it's a no.
What?
No, there isn't.
Yes,
well,
there is.
Well, there is, but they're not lined
they're
up
not...
for anyone in particular.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
The people that'll fuck everyone.
Yeah, no, I... Yeah. But that doesn't make the lineup any less true.
You know, I was thinking about what Craig was saying earlier about how he prefers banging to porn. It's, like, disturbing to realize, but I absolutely don't feel that way. Like, it's been way too long since I've had a girlfriend. Yeah. I need to really, like... accept the fact that I'm just not willing to do it anymore.
I gotta be honest, I love, like, banging, absolutely.
Jailbug?
The whole foreplay thing, not so much.
Fuck me, I love you.
Oh, God.
If I'm banging, I don't want porn. Is
See,
generally
this is why I love this show, because I missed that entirely. I'll listen back, I'll be like, that was fucking funny.
It makes
Anyways,
no sense.
No, why?
Tell me about your cock.
Jerking off is... to porn is way easier than banging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any
totally.
Of the time. It's faster
totally.
And
yeah,
it's easier
banging,
to clean up.
It's
easier.
A fucking chore.
Yeah.
So, like, why wouldn't you just rest?
Well, and not even that chore. I'm thinking of the ancillary chores.
Oh,
like, for instance, one of my greatest pet peeves is girls trying to pretend they're interested in video games. I hate it. I can't stand it. I have to leave the room when it's happening.
Oh, good. There's no danger of that in my marriage. My wife is clearly states that she doesn't like them.
I'll just say, okay, so this was overheard the other day by who knows. It could be anyone. But we were playing, it was Dark Souls 2 that was involved.
Oh,
there's the little creatures that petrify you and used to curse you in Dark Souls 1, and then there's a bigger one. And that was the direct quote when we saw the bigger one, is, oh, that one's bigger than the other ones. It's like, I have to leave now. I can't be in this room. What is happening right now? Why do girls do that? Why do they pretend to like video games? Just be your own person.
Why do they pretend to laugh at your jokes?
Because
they're hilarious.
Honestly, why would women be with men, period? Like, honestly.
Well, we have dicks, and they need the dick.
Yeah, but...
They need the D.
Dildos have been invented.
They're not as good. They're not as flashy. They're not realistic enough yet.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've tried a lot of dildos in my anus.
Soon enough, we're going to be all...
And they're nothing like the real thing.
Technology is just not there yet.
I'm sorry, how many real dicks have you had in your anus?
At least 3,500.
Okay. And still dildos?
Yeah, no one's going to react to that? That's an insane number.
Guys, if you do the math on that at home, you'll realize that he's got a dick in his ass right now.
We're all on board for 3,500. And then he said 100, but I'm like, what? Deal with that scenario.
Oh, geez, maybe it really is 35.
Known for their math, but yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you here to tell us to keep it down?
Shut your whole mouth.
Can I get a rum and coke as well?
Yeah. You guys were sitting at the bar, right? Some of you?
We were sitting in those leather chairs.
No, we weren't at the bar, no.
Nobody said, because the two guys were sitting at the bar and they came in for comedy and then they...
Nope, not us.
That was funny, but that's not...
Yeah, we don't like comedy.
We're not here for comedy.
We were in the leather chairs.
That's obvious.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
What you guys want? Sorry.
Rum and Coke, and then...
Gin and tonic?
Rum and Coke.
And mine's on the tap for John.
Okay.
Are you gonna? Can you buy me a beer?
Yeah. What do you want?
Sorry, can I get a pint of Big Wheel?
Sure.
Ginger ale, and I'll pay you cash.
Okay.
Big Wheel, keep on turning.
Proud baby, keep on burning.
Smoke underwater, fog hat.
Dildos.
How many dildos?
Dildos versus real dicks you've had in your ass.
Yeah, okay. We already went over this.
New okay, 3,500.
All right, new segment.
Okay. You banged two this week.
Segment. Is that a new thing? Oh well.
Well, I guessed everyone already.
Okay, Vinny.
Vinny.
Vin. She's a short. Diesel? She's a short Asian Vin Diesel.
Just cute.
Lookalike. Yeah. She's the one that pretends to like video games.
Yeah.
Oh, I cracked the case.
That's where we started. I didn't even know. I just guessed.
I like her. Wow. She seems fine, but I just that's yeah. It's not her.
She came in. I was playing Metal Gear Solid the other day, and she asked me like how it was going. I was like, just infiltrated.
What do you mean?
She's like, what do you mean? Okay. Like, well. Forget.
It's obviously she's currently my girlfriend, so I'm gonna badmouth her. But she's crying.
Yeah,
she's trying to be a pal.
No, these guys are being assholes. I mean, it's adorable. Like she's trying to show an interest in things that you care about, and that's such a lovely thing. And these guys are shitting on it.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
And she is.
I'm not shitting on. I'm farting on.
That probably says something about me. But I can't deal with that kind of shit. I hate it.
I'm just can like, deal with it because I do appreciate that she's trying.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. Like that would.
And when you guys go away. And it's her and I.
She's really learning a lot about Dark Souls. She's really getting it.
She's learning a lot about my cock, and that's amazing.
Nice.
And if you guys want to judge her on her
cock skills, there's no judgment happening here.
So good.
Everyone seems to like her.
So good.
No, and plus, I mean,
so good.
She's so short, you said, and then like.
How short is she?
Thank you.
Less than 5.
Oh,
nice.
Accurate.
Oh, that's under the chin. I would have put her at 5 even. That was what I would have
guessed. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's 5.
You know what bothers me about women? They don't have sweet testicles and big cocks. I don't know how to deal with that, man.
I know.
Smacking in her ass hard. Yeah. Like, you want to know who's crushing
you. You want to know you're really getting rammed, right?
Yeah, man.
I know.
I just want to feel taken care of. I just want to feel secure.
Don't you guys wish that Taco Bell delivered?
I don't think
anywhere in the city.
I don't think Taco Bell would be able to get it to you fast enough for it to be edible.
I walk past Taco Bell every day.
On my
way home from work.
There's like a 3-minute window with Taco Bell.
I found homeless people for not getting it.
Rum and Coke's here.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thanks.
There you go.
Oh gosh, look at them pay for the drinks.
Oh no, I don't want cream. I could
have
given you a loony.
I'd have them between my loins. 3,501, I say.
Don't you ever wish you were someone else? You were meant to be the way you are exactly. Don't you ever say.
That's the last part of the lyrics that I know.
Is that the new
what
Bieber song?
Song is it?
Nope, that was a song. What was Jordan? What was that new kid?
Jordan. On the
Jordan
block?
Knight, yeah.
Jordan Knight? McKnight?
Yeah.
Jordan Knight.
That was a Jordan Knight song from like 2002 or something.
It was Joey McKnight.
What made you think of that?
Because 10 minutes ago, Craig said, "Don't you ever think?" And I was like, it was in my brain from then, yeah.
How does it go?
Start. I don't want to do it again.
No, come on, tell me.
Don't you ever wish you were someone else? You were meant to be.
Okay.
Don't you ever wish? Step one, we could have lots of fun. Step two,
there's so much you can do.
Step three,
just you and me.
Hey, did everyone see Justin Bieber's deposition?
Yeah. Oh my god, that was amazing.
What a piece of shit that kid is.
I love it.
I was just gonna bring that up. Yeah, he's the biggest.
Just murder him.
Biggest dirtbag. Like,
that's
fuck
not
you.
Me inciting people to do crimes.
Step. Ooh, I know baby. I'm known for Bieber, but I don't know what happened.
We're moving on.
I know. I know.
Yeah, he was just the horseshit kid.
Yeah, but he's a horseshit kid.
Yeah, so.
And also.
Take him out.
No, yeah.
So take him out. Any kid who's got a bad
He's gonna destroy himself. Like, I don't. Like, he's just.
Like, just be Miley Cyrus if you're gonna be a shit kid.
Yeah, but. Miley.
Okay, so what distinction are you making here?
Yeah,
there's no way Bieber couldn't be a douche. Like, I saw a little video of him where he's shirtless on a four-wheeler. Burnt doing like figure eights on the beach with just teen girls surrounding him going, like you can't be, it's surprising he can even speak English anymore.
Yeah.
Well, like, he's an alien.
In this deposition, they're like, do you know a Raymond Usher III? And he's like, no. He's like, do you know an artist by the name of Usher? And he's like, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I do, that sounds familiar.
And it's like,
what did that have to do with the deposition? Did he steal some sweet beats or something?
I don't know, they were asking him a whole bunch of weird shit.
And they asked him about Selena Gomez.
And he's like, don't ask me about her again. We have to take a break. Don't ask me about her again. Like, just punch him right in his fucking little face.
Listen to what the lawyers are saying. Like, there is a point to it, because they're like, did you ever say anything to her about your opinion of the...
Thank you.
Of the paparazzi, yeah.
Yeah. Which is clearly what the deposition's about.
Thank you.
It was just that he drove drunk, right? Is that wasn't the
No, it's a trial about his bodyguards beating up paparazzi people.
Oh, I see.
So he's the employer, so
also,
he's liable.
His limo driver punched someone.
Something
too.
Like that. Yeah.
Someone in there.
Can you imagine if that's your?
Or he punched. No, he punched a limo driver.
I approve
of all of that though. Fuck paparazzi. They should get punched in the face.
Oh yeah, but that doesn't make him less of a dick.
Justin Bieber probably should just go away for.
So everyone's a dick in this story.
Yeah.
The thing about paparazzi to me is, like, you should get punched in the face because you didn't buy the long enough lens to shoot from a distance.
Paparazzi doing all the things and eating chicken wings and right now.
Paparazzi.
You really blew it on the harmony there, Brad.
Yeah, probably.
You went for it,
I appreciate the effort, but...
So, are you meaning to tell me, though, that this podcast is no longer pro-Justin Bieber? I don't know if I can be a part of this anymore.
I know.
What did we even start this for? Why did we do this?
The pro-Bieber cast, right?
I think we're being egg.
What?
Beep neg.
We were
believers. Negative towards Bieber.
We're not. Can't we at least be Bieber agnostic? Like, I can deal with that.
No.
That's enough. That's a bullshit approach. That's for cowards.
Yeah. We've moved all of our stock to Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus.
I do like Miley.
Yeah, I'm totally.
I'm going out there. I'm going to say I'm an unbeliever.
Fuck
you.
I would not fuck Selena Gomez, not even with a paper bag on her head. She's too Mexican looking.
Not even if she had big sweet balls and a huge cock, I would not touch her.
I'm not into the Mexican trannies. I only like the white ones.
Bitches, leave!
All right, one final thought. I watched the first episode of Next Generation again the other day.
Encountered Farpoint.
Yeah, even though it's the first one, it's a little shaky, it's still surprisingly good. And like at the end, when Picard does his classic speech to Q about like human beings and we can handle ourselves and whatever. And I was thinking, I think even though most of Star Trek sucks and it really boils down mostly to just Next Generation, I think in the classic Star Trek versus Star Wars wars, I would so go for Star Trek because sometimes Star Trek brings a tear to my eye, and Star Wars never made me feel ever.
Well, because Star Trek, their whole thing is they like to tackle issues in current day with
allegories.
Yeah,
especially
allegories.
In older shows like Original and Next Generation.
Yeah, like Kissing a Black Woman.
Yeah, like Sarah Silverman's taught us how to learn, and that's.
I love how she's the face of Next Generation because she was in one episode as a supporting character.
Of Voyager.
Sarah Silverman, Voyager.
Star Wars' height like the original trilogy is like basically you have Han Solo was kind of the cool guy, and the only other
was a shit kid that was a nerd.
Yes, yeah, Star Wars dealt with real issues. You're a weird farm boy who almost fucked your sister.
Yeah,
that's a problem. That's an Oshawa problem.
That's like evidence right there that George Lucas was just writing it as he went along. Like, there's no way he was like, oh yeah, the long term plan is that there's siblings. No way.
That I like about Star Wars over Star Trek is how analog shit was. So like when the Millennium Falcon broke down. They're in there with wrenches. Outside of
wrenches.
That,
yeah, but it's just like it's a different vision of the future.
I mean, that
not even our future though, right? Isn't it like in a galaxy far, far away? Like
a long time ago.
Yeah,
it's a past vision of the past.
Like, so it's like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Star Trek is superior. Let's just call it
done. Boom, bitches. Prepare to beam up.
And on the way out, there's cake and you can eat it, but don't eat too much because it goes straight to your dick.
Empire is pretty good.
I wish food went straight to your dick.
It's not good. Nothing's better than that.
Bitches have sweet, sweet balls.
I'm going to try to remember that, and I'm going to try to do it the same way next time.
And if you don't, we can just paste Mike's sample in.
That should be our new theme song. We should auto-tune that.
Yeah, please.
That's a really good idea.
I got Songster on my phone. We could do that right now.
That'd be good.
Damn.